the Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a light inside of me.
Hey, man, you already know what it is, man. CEO Lucci Hawk, man. Royalty Thoughts podcast show. We still live. Got my hustle up movie talk. You know what I mean? Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. We got some big things, man. And like I said, I got the co-host with me, man. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Already know who it is, man. Let's get straight to it, man. Yeah. I know who the co-host is. So I just want to cover a few things, man. First and foremost, I want to give a salute to all of the fathers out there. Nice. You know, we're going to start this show off just saluting everybody that's working hard to provide for their family. And whatever it is that you're doing or however it is that you're doing it, it's just a special salute from us to y'all. Because I'm a father.
You're a father as well.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And fathers get it rough sometimes. You know what I mean? Right. I don't want to get too much into detail. Nah, fuck that. Yes, I do. Man, my situation is short and brief, but it's going to be a little long. Nah, long story short, man, I had my daughters. I got three daughters, Ronia, Ronae, and Ronasia.
Nice.
You know, I'm Ronnie. So I got three daughters. I had them for Thanksgiving. Now, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but it was an opportunity for me to get them all. So I appreciate that. So I did celebrate that and got them. And we just pretty much went a couple places to try to get some free food. You know what I mean? That's always nice as well. So anyway, everything was cool. I had them for Thanksgiving. We ate good. You know, I don't eat meat. My kids really don't eat meat neither. Well, one of them do, but the other ones don't. We just went macaroni and cheese and baked beans. So, you know, that's not the hook. So I had them for Thanksgiving. I had them for the weekend. And then I told my kids' mothers, I said, hey, I got to be up early because I got to be at work. They, you know, we got to do this. They think this is like just something that we just playing around with.
Man,
you know what they told me? You don't got no job.
Wow.
You don't got no job. I said, I don't got no job. I said, man, how do you think I made it on the big screen? You think that I just fell on the screen? That, man, that's a job. I'm an actor.
Right.
You know, I got album out. I'm a rapper.
Right.
I just done a battle in Columbus. I'm a battle rapper.
Mm.
I draw. I'm an artist. You know what I mean? I do murals. I do audio engineering. I mean, I have multiple jobs, actually.
Yeah, throughout the day, right.
So I said, you don't remember me working at the studio Buku Entertainment in Huber Heights? I mean, I did a 10 artists, one booth. You know, I had 10 different artists, including Jason. Wow. You know, yeah, I had everybody. You can go online right now and type in 10 artists, one booth, and we're going to pop up. She said, I'm talking about a real job. That's just somewhere where you and your friends smoke. I said, man, just because we can smoke at our job don't mean it ain't no job. Marijuana's legal now.
Right.
But either way, though, she like, yeah, you ain't got no job. So check this out. So they decided that I didn't have a job. I got two baby mamas for the three daughters, two of them by one, one by the other. So they both work together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They both work at a daycare. And all three of my daughters go to that daycare.
So they seeing each other.
So they told me that since I had to be up for my job that I didn't have, that I should just keep my daughter Sunday also and then take them to the daycare Monday, the daycare that they work at. So I said, well, dang, why y'all can't just come get them on y'all way? They like, nah, you can do it, this, that, and the other. You don't got no job. So I ain't trip. I just left the kids stay again. Mm-hmm. Got them up in the morning. Got them together. Brushed their teeth, phase.
Right,
got them dressed. Come up to the school. We there. And but I did ask him, like, man, what? Why is it that your job is important and my job's not? You don't got no job. So for everybody that's out here listening, man, please, I hope you don't think this is not a job. I hope you don't think we just get up every day and want to just get on here and talk. You see what I'm saying? Because that ain't what it is, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we really speaking about events that's going on. You know what I'm saying? A real movie that's really doing very well in the beginning stages of it. And you getting the up close and personal facts early.
Right.
You getting in here first, man. Royalty thoughts, man. Not bum thoughts.
Man, that's nice, man. That's nice. And, you know, just to even piggyback off of, you know, just a family thing. I got three daughters myself.
Wow.
Also, and a son by another woman. And, you know, during the holiday times, you know, like I don't celebrate holidays. Like every fucking day is a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a chance to breathe this air, man. And, you know, but around the holiday times, my child's mother likes to, you know, block the calls and, you know,
wow,
stupid shit. Like, I can't even tell you what my son is being taught. You feel me?
Wow.
It's been 2 months since I seen him. And prior to the 2 months, it's been a whole year since I seen him. It's not like I don't want to see him. I call the phone every day. We stay 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the childhood games, the little games, you know, and that comes with, you know, choices that we made by dealing with these creatures that's on this earth that was here to, you know, only, you know, hold our kids for those 9 months. But after that, it's, you know, it's really like free enterprise, free world. And I hate that some women, they try to use these kids as tangible products.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pay child support. Like Jason got this little child support thing going on in the movie. Like the fuck child support shit. Like, and it's not we saying fuck our kids. It's saying, why do we have to use a system, and why are you trying to use my kid as material? You
especially
know,
especially when I'm already providing for my child. Like it's really ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The whole concept is ridiculous. Now I understand that there's people out there that don't take care of their kids, but to my knowledge, child support doesn't make that person take care of their kids. It puts a bill on the person who already don't got no money, because if they had some money, they was taking care of their kids. It puts a bill onto that person, and if you don't cover that bill, then you go to jail.
That's crazy.
And when you go to jail, you still can't pay child support from jail. You're not even obligated to pay child support while you're in jail. So, therefore, how does the child support get paid?
And then you... Now, and for my young brothers that don't have any kids out there, see, you got to understand that we giving you insight on how expensive your fucking nut is. And
definitely
it costs that little piece of pussy you taking out to dinner. Think about it. You know, if you're not ready to start that family shit, you know, Don't do it, man. Don't stick it in there, man. Because it's going to hit you in the long run. These motherfucking emotional creatures, man, is unpredictable. And, you know, and they get this power from the government. You know, I'll give you more benefits if you keep the father away.
Damn.
Man, give me Yeah, man.
Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside. Man, so special shout out to the fathers, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we go through that. We don't want to drag y'all out with too much child support. I want to give a special shout out to Coogee B, man. Nice. From the city. He been doing this thing in the city, man. He's in the movie, Got My Hustle Up.
Yeah.
And he also just dropped another banger.
The L.A.? Did you see that one?
The new video?
He got two. He dropped two in one day on the ass. He dropped the one where he just running it all through. And he got this new video called L.A. And shouts out to Cool G. Rest in peace, OG Wop. You know, that's his bloodline from out that way anyway. And I want to see more Coogee in L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely want to see more Coogee on the big screen, period. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, he just got a certain character. Like, I've been following him for a long time. He been doing the videos on YouTube. He's been doing nice numbers. He got a lot of songs, a lot of bangers, man. You know what I'm saying? My favorite, I would have to say, to date, is Redbone, man. That's my favorite. Nice, yeah, I think that's one that I would like to see on Worldstar. You know what I mean? As far as the song, I need to see a nice, crazy, stupid video, some new shit to that with his accomplishments, man. He got a new one called Coogee B Reppin', shot by CEO Peso. You know, Peso shot Got My Hustle Up. He had parts in that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he got a new video with them. I'm trying to pull that up as we speak because I wanted to check it out. Actually, I haven't even got a chance to see it myself.
Shouts out to Peso, man. He's definitely been working, man. He's been all over the scene, man. I like what you're doing, man. I like what you're doing.
Definitely.
I'm chillin' with Ralph 05, we smoking real gelato. We like, man, gotta go hard on the new shit.
Coogee B, rapping.
Down shit up.
That's all you get, man. You gotta go to YouTube.
Yeah.
You gotta go to YouTube, type in Coogee B, rapping, shot by CEO Peso. Excuse me. You know, we stay with that good gas.
Yeah, man. Smoke.
Yeah, man. Salute to them, though, man. Dayton, Ohio, stand up. We're going to start trying to get y'all a little bit more in tune to what's going on. We got some new flavors and some new drinks going on. Yeah. We've been in deliberation with.
Yeah.
I really want you guys to stay tuned because it's a whole new atmosphere. I've been talking to a couple people in Kentucky.
Yeah, hold on. Let's.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
And make sure you go to www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com and stay plugged in what we got going on, man. Pick up a case, man. And, you know, go ahead, back what you were saying.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, we got some flavors that's going to be available only in select places. Louisville, Kentucky. Nice. There's going to be flavors at Cousins Liquor Store there. And I'm talking about this is the only place in Kentucky that you're going to be able to get it. It's on 13th and Hill Street. Make sure you look for that. It's coming to a store near you as well. We're also in Dayton, Ohio. We're at 14K. We're at Napoleon's.
Yeah, 4150 Germantown Pike. Make sure you get down there this Saturday. We doing the silent party. It's three DJs. DJ Ryan Hunter, DJ All City, DJ Fat Beesky.
Three DJs. How does that work?
What they do is, man, you know, the whole nightclub, they put on these special headphones. And, you know, it's the lights are off in there and you can see the colors of the headphones. So, like, DJ Fat B, he was, like, the color red. And so if you was rocking with DJ Fat B, you going to see the whole crowd. I was like, okay, everybody on that red side right now. And then we had DJ All City. He was blue. And, you know, he was doing his thing.
I'm going to be on the blue side all night.
Yeah, anyway. The blue had some nice slow jams. So, and then we had DJ Ron Hunter. He was on the green side. Shouts out to Brandon Milson, man. I love that guy, man. And, you know, Napoleon's 4150 Germantown Pike, man, is definitely one of the best spots for Taco Tuesday. You should go in there and try that that surf and turf.
Dude, they got the vegan.
You know what? I met with one of the chefs there. can't think of his name right offhand. I'm gonna tag it in the bio. But he's also a chef. He's a personal chef for Jeff Camp. You know what I mean? So
Shout out to him.
Shouts out to Jeff Camp, man. Cause he won his last fight out in Indiana. He fought in Rising Sun Indiana Casino.
Oh, wow.
And he also had the Royalty Empire Energy Drink logo on his shorts, man. Congrats, man.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
It's a good fight. His next fight's supposed to be in Dayton, Ohio. He's fighting for the title.
Oh, wow.
You know, he's definitely moving up. Oh, yeah.
We're going to be in the building for that.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to be in the building. Shouts out to Jeff Camp, man. Congratulations, man. He just got married, too, man. Oh, congratulations on that, man. Doing big things, man. Definitely doing big things, man.
Yeah, shout out Shay, man, my little cousin. I met him through her, you know, before he got married. but you know, just special shout out to everybody doing their thing, man, from Dayton and outside of Dayton and showing Dayton love, man, like you. You know what I mean? You've been holding the New Orleans stamp down for a long time here.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Not easy to do, to come from out of town, claim where you from, and still get the love that you get. How do you think you achieved that?
And you know, man, and this I believe it's a natural thing. And let me tell you something. You know, growing up in New Orleans, like, you know, we really believe in that that Southern hospitality, and and it's about, you know, just showing love and respect to people, you know what I'm saying? And when I first came up here after Hurricane Katrina, you know, I'm so used to, hey, good morning, how you doing? And I got the snooty nose, like, what? You just said good morning to me? This day? Like, what? I'm like, oh shit. But, and I can tell you where that comes from. That comes from the free slaves when they crossed over from Kentucky to the Ohio Cincinnati River. When they came to Cincinnati, those niggas felt like, hey man, you know what? We here, we made it. Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. But I come here to the city just to say, you know, I want to empower some people and turn some things up and build with some people, you know. But don't take the kindness as a weakness, because I don't believe in weaknesses, you know. I believe in a man's strengths and how can we strengthen those, you know what I'm saying? So when you put weaknesses in your vocabulary, you know, that becomes a part of you. So I believe in strengths and looking for a man's strengths and how can we strengthen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the people that I fuck with here, you know, it's all love, you know what I'm saying? And for the haters, I know they're haters also, you know, hey, that's on you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just some light today. It was just some light for you to think on, smoke to, you know what I'm talking about? Man, y'all hip to that Richie Rush, man, that Lingo featuring Coogee B. Y'all hip to that? We're going to leave y'all with a little bit of this.
Shit. They be like, where you finding this shit? it's a Richie lifestyle, little bitch. I got the blue money stuff in a mattress. She don't like the way a nigga been flapping. I call the shots, I control all the traffic. I use that lingo to get in the head, though. Make a call in the best, though. Then she give me some help, though. And I'm walking around
the world. The entire energy drinks. Pick up a cake.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. That's that Richie Rush Rob lingo featuring Coogee B, man. Go look it up, man.
Yeah, check that out. Check that out. Check that out. You already know, man. Shit, man. We live, man. We gonna be at the motherfucking, what's that? The Got My Hustle Up movie premiere.
Danbury Theater.
So,
December 2nd, 7 p.m.
You know, we've been talking about this shit from October 31st. Now we in December now, you know. Just gonna let you guys know we growing with this shit. Feel me?
Whole new year, man.
Whole new year,
so
you know.
So make sure you grow, man. Make sure you grow. Hate to cut it brief, but I gotta go. You hear me? So that's what it is, and that's what it's gonna be, man. Royalty Empire Energy Drinks.
Man.
Pick up a case.
Pick up a case. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely pick up a case, man. It's definitely a good drink. If you ever been down a little bit, needed a little bit of energy, man, what better energy than Royalty Energy, man?
Pick up a case, man. We're going to get with y'all. Share this shit, tag this shit, grind this shit. For real.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.